The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo. Let me introduce to you our panel for today. To my right, approximately 66% of the way through her donut, it's Professor Heather Hill.
Hello.
There's about a third left-ish.
Yeah, you know, I'd say about maybe a third. 75. Yes, it's sitting there looking kind of lonely.
What kind of a donut was it?
It was a cake donut, I believe.
With
but
glaze.
It still is a cake donut with glaze that Mara brought in. It's a pick-me-up snack.
Exactly. Oh, man. Sugar boost at this time of day on a Friday after the longest semester of our lives. I mean, what could be better? Professor Stephen Manning is here. I see you've already been in the Hershey's Kiss stash.
Yep. trying to get through them. So after we clear this thing out, what are we going to fill it with?
Our tears.
I don't know. I'm
fish.
I was thinking goldfish.
The snack that smiles back.
You can get them in bigger sizes now, too.
Yeah, you can get them.
I love goldfish.
Make a grilled cheese out of goldfish if you really
There's
want
a goldfish
to.
Outlet store at Bertrand. You can get the giant cartons
there
for
is.
Like 25% of the original price.
Oh, that's dangerous.
It's the Pepperidge Hills Farm Outlet Store.
Wow.
So this news nugget is brought to you by Professor Daniel Maxwell.
Yeah, it's good to be here. I love my Pepperidge Farm.
On the other side of the table, Professor Dave Chow waving.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Excellent. What's going on in the neighborhood that I don't know about?
I don't know either. I haven't been out in 2-3 days. I've been a hermit.
Oh, my gosh. So. You've been a hermit?
No, I've been working for Mara. So.
Oh, that's right.
Working to the bone.
Drawing
yeah,
pictures.
Just sweating me and just flogging me. Just
and what
me.
Is she paying you for
Not
all this?
A donut.
One donut.
One donut.
So generous.
Professor Aaron Bell is here with us today. How are things at the Writing Center?
Good. We're doing well, you know, I think settling into the semester, but it's been an interesting time. January and February, it's been an interesting time.
It's a season.
Yeah. Just
the sounds you made make sense.
Trying just to stay positive and
yep.
keep doing what we do.
In the flow.
In the flow.
Yeah. Man.
Keep the stem bolts moving.
The stem bolts, yeah. That's an inside joke.
Sorry.
Dan gets a stem bolt joke.
The what?
Stem bolts.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, you know about stumbled. Yeah.
Sorry.
Anywho.
Here you at first, because I was staring off at his face.
Because it's that kind of month, right? You just got to be introspective. Oh, and
gosh. Which is why you need a cup of coffee.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's true. Aaron, do you have steady business at this time of year?
We're picking up. I would say okay. I'm kind of a nerd, and I know data.
Kind of?
Data. Mm-hmm. Not that data.
Oh.
But data is really important to what we do. So I was like, are we slow? But we're actually like 30 appointments up from last year at this time.
Okay.
So
okay.
I think some outreach is doing well. I've got a lot of great friends and colleagues and lots of collaborations. So I think that really helps. But it is a little quiet. So, you know, that's a pitch for anyone. I know there's students writing these seminar papers that are like 20 pages long. And I'm like, you might want to start that now instead of waiting until
the night before.
Yeah, because I saw a few last semester that I got that sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't want to do the 20-page paper in one night.
Oh, yeah.
And why not your professional school essays as well? I'm going to start sending a
lot
of people your way.
Yes.
So. Absolutely. Professor Dan Maggio is here. I don't know why things are so funny. It's because he was staring off into the distance.
I'm glad I don't have to ever do that again.
Write a 20-page paper?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, well, none of my math classes, you had to write anything, really, except math equations.
Except for math. But you had to draw the unit circle every once in a while.
I did. And I remember that store. I know that store because every single time we drive up north, Traverse City, we always stop at that store and we fill up. Where they have pretzels and cookies and goldfish.
Oh, I like the pretzel goldfish.
You like a bag and it's like $6.
And then a few stores down is the Le Creuset outlet.
Yes,
and you can get the really nice cookware. It's a
whole
shopping experience. North Face, yes.
We have our usual kind of
routine
stops all the way up.
I'm like salivating right now.
Tony's across the street.
Oh my God.
Tony's. If you go up farther into Grayling, if anybody knows
I'm all about Grayling.
There is Goodell's Bakery.
That's my jam.
Oh. So good.
That's my spot.
Always stop there. So we have our regular old stops.
I love that place. I grew up going there. It's my favorite.
Grew up? You grew up?
Well,
going up north.
Too long, don't read. Later conversation. I love that place.
Slightly
though.
Interesting. locals in there, but great food. So great donuts and stuff.
Professor Mara Livesey is here. You are, I'm not even going to try a percentage, but you're at least 90% of your way through the donut.
Yeah.
And you went for the old-fashioned. That's
my
great.
Favorite.
Yeah.
I specifically asked for at least one.
Oh, and you got two.
Yep.
It's pretty awesome. The sour cream donut, as sometimes it's known.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different flavor coming from Daily Dozen than Dutch Girl.
Yep.
And they're both very good.
Think about it. We've hit like 4 or 5 different places already.
Yeah.
We could probably do a donut review if we wanted to.
Do more.
Well, you know, maybe donut someone could send us some questions about donuts.
Yeah. When's Poonchki Day this year?
It's during break.
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of sad.
We'll just celebrate early.
School's on break.
No.
That doesn't mean we're on break, right?
Oh, no. We have to eat donuts the week before.
Oops. So sad.
I must.
Well, folks, this is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. Donuts actually sounds pretty good. If you stump the panel, you win a prize. If you don't stump the panel, you win a prize. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. Email us at atp@udmercy.edu. Find us on Facebook and Instagram. Or listen on your favorite smart speaker by asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. I think it's very fitting that the last intro was Mara because she sent this week's questions. Questions she has been
They're not baby
rubbing
questions,
her
are
hands
they?
Together like a cartoon villain for many, many months.
It's all
months.
Like science stuff.
Yeah, are they like
it
super
is
hard
not.
Equations?
It is not. No. There's even a little, you know, I mean, I feel like you should say this, but, you know, whatever.
What?
Dear props, I
Just
finally
speak in
finished.
My voice.
I don't think I can do an impersonation.
Yes, you can. Try it. We dare you.
The question set I've been thinking about for some time. The question set is inspired by many other question sets that are sent in and are respectfully about things that happened before I was born.
Oh, I see what you did
call
there.
This millennial trivia. Every question is themed around the years just before and after the turn of the millennium. 22 questions total, including a bonus. Personal question. Most are arranged with a more challenging question first, followed by a similar, easier one. Millennials would get, I love your rubric, 80%. So I'll say 70% is good enough. Yes, passing grade.
What would a Gen Zer get, Mara?
We're about to
is
find out.
Is there going to be an alternative grading schema used?
What's the difference?
We'll go thumbs up, thumbs down on this. Yeah, exactly. The first questions are about the internet. And the digital age.
The intrawebs.
The what?
I believe that folks remember we referred to the millennials as the digital natives, and we had no idea what we were talking about when we said that. So, yeah. When was Internet Explorer first released? What year did Microsoft...
95?
1995 is exactly correct.
Dang.
Yes, that is exactly correct. What is the name of the popular social media site that was popular before Facebook?
MySpace. LiveJournal.
Yes.
Or DeviantArt.
LiveJournal, really.
LiveJournal.
Yep. LiveJournal?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's all go back.
Yep. Let's all go back.
Yeah, that's when we all had AOL accounts.
I loved MySpace. It was like you could make it creative with your little song, your little layout.
It's amazing.
It was before me.
MySpace, the one where... When you signed up, you automatically became friends with the one guy.
Yes.
Like
yes.
His name was Dave or something like that.
Yeah.
And he was the founder or something. It's just funny.
Is it Tom?
Tom?
I don't know.
That sounds
I think it was.
I know.
I can picture his face.
Name one of the two popular apps millennials would use to, and I quote, text their friends from their computers when they got home from school.
AOL Messenger.
You know, that is not one of the two things that's listed.
Text their friends when they get home.
I know that these things exist, but I don't know what they're called.
Instant messaging.
What, you're talking like an old...
On the Discord? Computer?
No, that's
not. Like Snapchat kind of thing?
Discord's more of a Z.
Discord's
too new.
A Z.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's...
Okay. That is what that one stands for.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
okay. Oh, I see. AIM.
AIM.
Okay. AOL Instant Messenger.
I should have spelled it out.
Oh.
I was like,
this is going to be
rough. This was the big one.
He didn't get the millennial lingo.
That's really sad.
Sorry for the abbreviations.
So if it works for you, Gen Xers, think Prodigy, and you might get the other one.
Odyssey?
No.
Odyssey.
No. Think.
I never used no one desktop.
No one was on Prodigy,
like,
huh?
Yeah, I still had my typewriter.
Group chat.
I know.
Jeez.
No.
That was more crazy. AOL, but.
AIM, AOL Instant Messenger, makes perfect sense.
Okay.
Part of the acronym is another acronym.
The whole business name.
Yeah, 2.0.
So the other one was MSN Messenger.
Oh,
MSN.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So 50% on that one.
That came after AIM. Mm-hmm.
Okay. In what year did the iPhone come to market?
2002?
2001?
Was it 2 or 1?
Neither.
2001 was when I first started.
1999.
No, I think later than that.
It was a little later than that.
Is it after an iPod Shuffle?
2007.
It was 2007.
Wow.
Seven.
That sounds about
30 years old next year.
Oh,
2 years
it's
from 30. Now.
I'm like, that seems recent. And he's like, it's 30 years ago.
I was like, that seems I know, right? I know you heard
when
that.
When fire was invented.
Now, the absolute.
20. Yeah, I was like, this is not 30. Wait, we're not doing our math right. 20.
In an absolute classic, and I appreciate what little mind games you're playing here, Professor Livesey. This is good. What year did iPod come to market?
2001.
Oh, that was earlier, because I had a little shuffle.
2001.
2001. Yes.
Those things were awesome. The shuffles were nice.
Yeah. I remember we had to take a field trip to New York City, and one gal had an iPod on the bus.
What the heck
is this thing? You know, like,
incredible.
So cool.
Did everyone else have their Walkman? Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
I listened to my iPod just today. I listened to it.
We have one in the kitchen. Yeah.
And you can't get a,
remember, you can plug it into your car.
I actually took it into the Apple store at Somerset 2 years ago. Remember this?
You yes, me, I do.
Because it wasn't charging.
I was embarrassed.
This doesn't seem to be charging. And of course, they're all, you know, like 18 in there.
What
and the guy
this?
Looked. The guy looked at like
it's a Zune.
He was at the Smithsonian or something. I said, "It's an iPod." He said, "We no, we don't. You can't.
We don't do that.
I think they actually.
I just
want
a new battery. But I, as long as it's in a dock, as long as it's in a dock,
we have a dock in the kitchen works. And it sits there.
So I was cooking this afternoon, put it in,
and needs to be plugged in the whole time.
Yes, the whole time.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's I'm trying to remember the last iPod had a very specific name. It basically, it was Touch. Thank you.
Okay.
So
was that the clippable one?
No, that's the iPod Shuffle.
Okay.
That's
right. Yeah. So it looked very much like a phone. It had a smart interface and everything. And my twin nephews, and I'm not joking, 8 or 9, had convinced their parents to get them. And their parents, my brother and sister-in-law, a little bit older than me, were sort of marching around like, we're good parents. And we're getting them this so that they get used to the interface, and then we'll get them a phone later when they get older. And I am not joking. At the family revelry that afternoon, my nephews, I nearly named them, come up to me, and they're like, we already phone broke this. It had an app that turned it into a phone, and that became what the iPhone was. Yeah. And they were already calling their friends and using it to text and everything.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And that was a huge digital wake-up moment for me, like, holy crap.
Yep.
That was yeah.
Now, does anybody here remember the Zune, the brown thing?
Oh, I remember Zune.
I remember we actually had a huge discussion in school about it. We're talking how intelligent Apple was because the white cords, you know, so you could be seen. The brown thing was like, it was actually better.
Yep.
You know, it had larger memory, had an FM receiver, if I remember right.
Yep.
Yeah, it was wonderful, but it was brown.
Not marketed well.
Brown.
Props, what percentage of people reported using the internet in the year 2000?
Oh, I just heard Conan 48%. O'Brien. Remember that? Year 2000.
Oh, yeah.
Dan said 48, and I feel like giving it to you. It's 52. You're just on the other side. What percentage of people reported using the internet in 2024?
110.
99.
97%. It's 96 is what it says. Yeah, 96%.
My mother is one of the 4%.
What?
It's okay.
Yeah,
it's okay, Dan's mom.
Wait. Yeah. So the, what, the other percentage? What, are the Amish or Luddites? Or what is it? Mennonites?
They just can't charge their phones. I don't know. I just.
How did they complete that survey if it wasn't on the internet? Maybe a mail-in survey.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they went door-to-door.
My mother never used the internet.
Paper surveys, door-to-door. Had to be.
Clipboards.
Scary.
Mm-hmm. What was the primary concern people had that was called Y2K?
Everything
was
going to shut down.
The calendar wasn't going to flip over.
Right? Internet was
The machine wouldn't work correctly because the date was off.
Right, because it was going to reset to 1900.
Yeah. Oh, the resetting.
The 19 wouldn't switch to 20.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That's
and
right.
We all had to rush out and buy toilet paper.
Pretty much all these things.
Kind of put all that stuff together. Yeah, computers would think it was 1900. And that would be an issue. And it said we needed 4-digit year dates.
And my
And it took many years to get everything updated to that.
We were all going to go back in time.
Mm-hmm.
Stone ages. Oh.
Compounding negative interest. Like, what would that even look like?
Woolly mammoths. You know, what next?
The next questions are about media and culture. Ooh. What was the first year that a Harry Potter book was released?
Oh, before me.
1989.
92.
So let me think about this.
Nine.
No, let me think.
It's got to be in the
90s, David. It was like maybe 99 or 2000, because I was a waitressing.
Oh, 2000. Like, yes, it's in the 2000s.
So I feel like I have to go with Professor Bell. It's 97. Was the
really?
First, yeah. And when was the last book released? Think J.K. is a prolific writer.
It hasn't been released yet.
Oh,
it has.
Right. She's still Stewart.
Well, the last of the original series.
Yeah.
Oh.
2009.
2007. So it was only 10 years later. That's.
So when did the first movie come out?
The first movie came out in 2001. It was right after 9/11.
Daniel Radcliffe was still a wee lad.
Oh, boy.
The last one was like 2012.
Yep.
Something like that.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Took a little bit longer.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Didn't they put all those kids in like.
Wild.
You know, like pickle jars and make them smoke cigars. Keep them that size.
What was the best-selling album of the year 2000?
Dr. Hill's favorite.
And who was the artist?
2000?
Britney Spears.
It was not.
Dang, okay.
The hint is it was a major boy band.
Oh, NSYNC?
Boyz II Men?
It was
NSYNC.
What was the name of the album?
NSYNC?
Into You. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
NSYNC 4.
NSYNC Live.
Don't know.
Instinctual. I don't know.
NSYNC at the Apollo.
These are great.
NSYNC at the Apollo. It was No Strings Attached.
Oh, that's a fun video. Oh, I love that video.
I remember.
No, okay.
And what's the lead single? Come on.
No Strings Attached.
Yeah, the like, something, something.
Bye, bye, bye.
It was bye, bye, bye.
Oh,
yes,
look at Dan go.
Right. Oh, my God.
Go, Dan,
oh,
my go. God.
The funny thing is I thought that was a Backstreet Boys song, and I was just trying to be ironic. So,
yep.
Dan's going to have to put the poster back up in his house.
The best-selling rapper of the decade known as the 2000s?
Couldn't be MC Hammer.
Mm-mm. No.
Long after that.
The 2000s.
Can I say Eminem?
It's Eminem.
Oh, really?
Awesome. Okay. Dan is
on a roll.
Dan.
What a surprise.
Dan.
No, no, I just thought about it.
I was just trying to be loyal to Detroit.
The 8 Mile movie came out the fall that I started here, so that would have been 02. Yep, that sounds about right.
He's had a long career.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, yes. I worked on his first video for him. So.
Mm-hmm.
I was there.
That's so cool.
The Batman and that one? Or no?
No. That's the latest one. That's Houdini.
No. Remember when he was like had the little, he was like wearing a little, I'll have to tell you later.
Okay. All right.
Meanwhile.
The performer Drake started out not as a rapper, but as a star from what TV show?
Oh, Degrassi.
Degrassi is correct.
He's a fellow Canadian.
Who doesn't like their Canadian teen dramas?
So good.
Mm-hmm. Name any angsty band popular for millennials. That is so wide of a question.
Any angsty band?
There are so many things that I'm going to say. If you can get any two of these,
okay,
I'm going to be super impressed.
Korn.
Korn is not on the list.
It's like Avril Lavigne, but I don't think it's a band, right?
No, that's not a band.
She's
these
kind
are
of
bands.
Angsty.
Oh,
so these
it's got to be a band.
These
okay.
things that I like, I feel like.
Let's see. Think Southern California. There's a number in the title of the band.
Blink.
The Chili Peppers?
No. Blink, I can't remember. Was
it Blink 182.
Blink 182 is one of them. That's good.
I can never remember the numbers.
How about a Detroit suburb but spelled a little bit differently?
Clawson?
Oh, Linkin Park.
Linkin Park.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Linkin Park. Also on the list, we would have accepted.
Green Day is the next one
on the list. Yeah. The Verve.
Oh, God.
Good Charlotte. 90s. Papa Roach.
Oh, Papa Roach.
System of a Down. My Chemical Romance.
Okay.
Oh,
Sum 41. Evanescence. Simple Plan. AFI. 30 Seconds to Mars. You covered a lot of ground there.
Wow. I didn't know what people would know. I tried to list all the like super well-known
super
ones first.
Super XD.
This isn't your playlist, though, is it?
I didn't
Not
know
anymore.
Could be. I didn't know most of those bands.
It's the lullaby playlist for her child.
So she's grading. She's like, yes, this is it.
That Evanescence song. You're like...
What was the name of the palm-sized electronic pet kids would try to keep
Tamagotchi.
Alive?
Oh, those are
yes,
so... Those
Tamagotchi.
Those are coming back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about Tamagotchis this morning in preparation.
I broke one. Oh, I felt so bad.
To show you just how much things come around, what other palm-sized but non-digital toy was, interestingly, very popular with millennials?
Pet Rock?
A Rubik's Cube.
Littlest Pet Shop.
A Polly Pocket.
Hint, around the world is a trick you can do.
A yo-yo.
It's a yo-yo. We're really big with millennials. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really, really love those things.
I had like five.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I had a bunch of Dunkin' yo-yos when I was a kid. And about 80 strings, too. So.
What is the name for people who dress mostly in black and metal and wear black makeup?
Goth.
They are goths.
That's students.
Trendsons,
art
I
students.
Think.
Yeah.
Yeah, art students. I knew he was going to say something like that, too. Yeah.
Dave Chow's been to City Club, I'm sure.
What, no comment. What other subculture often wore dark clothing at this time?
Emo?
Also a music genre. Emo is correct. Yes.
Not films.
That's right. That's right. And somebody posted on the internet the other day an all frosting in black cake, and it had a picture of Elmo in the middle, but he had black hair hanging over.
Was Elmo Phillips?
It was Emo Elmo.
So good.
I'm sorry. Man. That was really, really great. That's I so thought funny. That was cool. On what TV show would you see Tim the Tool Man?
Oh, the Royal Oak one.
Home Improvement.
He's a Michigander, isn't
yep.
he?
Yep. Yeah. The show, I think, took place in Royal Oak, I think.
Or Farmington. Did, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
On what show? He's doing drugstore commercials for us.
Yeah. Well, he has another new show.
Yes, he does.
What's his face?
Tim Allen.
Tim Allen.
Thanks. Well, he had one in between, too.
You're Tim Allen.
Cool guy.
Mr. Pure Michigan himself.
Yep. On what show did you hear a character say, "Did I do that?
Did I do that? No, I'm sorry.
That's Urkel.
That's Urkel.
That's Steve Urkel.
Family Matters.
Yeah, Family Matters.
Oh, yeah.
Which... In homage to Beth, who is still just a little bit Alien. Under the weather, couldn't be with us today, according to the people who know this sort of thing, it is possible, because of the star of Family, one of the stars of Family Matters, that Family Matters takes place in the same universe as what famous action movie? Great piece of trivia. So the dad on Family Matters, what was his job?
He was a police officer.
And that man played a police officer in what other famous action movie that Beth loves?
Die Hard.
Die Hard, yes.
Carl.
Die Hard and Family Matters take place in the same universe.
Same cop.
Yeah,
so
Urkel. Oh, my
gosh. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I love it.
So here's the bonus question. Uh-oh. It's very personal is what it says. Which artist was Dr. Livesey's favorite? Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears, or Pink?
Yes.
It's only one of them.
Yes.
Is it current I'm in or past?
I think Pink was my favorite.
Was your favorite?
Pink.
So, hold on. I'm waiting for body language to give it away. I'm waiting for the tell.
I'm going
to
say Christina Aguilera. I think, yeah.
Yeah, I go Christina Aguilera.
Christina Aguilera.
Pink is more like feminist in a way.
Acrobatic?
Acrobatic. Very acrobatic.
She has good hair.
What was the third option? Britney Spears?
I'm sorry, Britney. Yeah, Britney.
No, not Britney. You're not a Britney person.
No. It's one of the two.
And if you are, I don't know you that well.
Oh, jeez.
I'm waiting for the tell right about now. I'm waiting for like an eye flutter.
I'm going with Christina.
Yeah, same
I'm
here.
I'm with Christina. She had to be different. Everyone loved Pink. Yeah. So she's like, I'm going to be different.
Interesting.
I'll let Mara take the reins.
Yeah, yeah.
This,
what's your guess? I guess you know the answer. This isn't fair.
Yeah, that's not very
too
fair.
Late.
I would not have said Britney, though. Don't worry.
Pink.
Pink.
Yes.
Yes. Pink.
Have you seen her in concert?
I have never, but I had like her whole Misunderstood album memorized from start to finish.
Wow.
See, there's
well,
like,
if you ever want to see her in concert, let me know because I do want to go see her fly around.
Yes.
That'd be awesome.
She flies.
She does fly.
She flies now.
I mean, the workout that she does for that is unreal.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, absolutely.
She should just join MMA after she's done with the tour.
We only have a couple minutes left, so I think it might be kind of fun to not let Professor Livesey be the only person
off the
at
hook.
The table. No, those questions were great. That's
those were fantastic.
Thanks for putting them together. But maybe we could say, in the same vein of like doing the analogy, Professor Livesey is to Pink as you are to what childhood performer or band that you remember very, very well.
Childhood going up until what age?
I mean, I don't know.
Teenage years?
I mean, at the turn of the millennium, I was 10.
Okay, so how about young?
10.
Oh,
preteen.
10. Okay.
Preteen.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah, preteen.
Shoot,
I got my teen one,
but.
I can do a teen one, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, what will we have here?
Or an early.
Ooh, Bangles.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Nice. That's awesome.
Wonderful. in the same vein.
Wait, so does that have to be music? What is what we're talking about?
Yeah, we're talking about music. Oh, yeah.
I bet everyone can guess mine because she's still there in my life.
Gee, I wonder who.
Taylor Swift.
Wow, plus one, Mara. Good job.
Do you see the over-under money for a proposal at halftime on Sunday?
I'm going to say under. It's not going to happen. That's Travis's moment. She's going to be very respectful of Travis's moment. But if she comes out with Kendrick Lamar.
No, she won't.
To do Bad Blood?
She won't.
Maybe.
What if the Eagles win the game? What about the Philadelphia team?
Trust me.
I want the Eagles to win. No, I don't want Kansas City to win.
I know.
It's sad. The Eagles, if they win, Chewy's going to give out 59,000 free pet treats.
Oh,
that's right.
The Eagles better win.
Okay. Yeah, they better.
I'd love that.
Okay, now I'm pulling for the Eagles because that little kid that got hit with the shard from the plane.
Yeah, I did hear about that. It's very sad.
Did you hear about that one?
Yeah.
What? Another plane accident?
No, tell you all
there. I know, right?
Yes.
I want to hear some other people.
I know. I was going to say, when I was 10 years old, I was listening to Huey Lewis in the News.
All right. That's amazing. Yep.
You know that. You know it.
You want a new drug.
Was it because of...
Back to the Future soundtrack.
Yeah, exactly.
Back to the Future soundtrack.
Like, walked out of that movie with a power of love. I just always imagine every...
I had it on vinyl. I had the soundtrack on vinyl.
All right. Matt, you can go up to Oak Park Social and play it on Wednesday.
Dan. That's what I hear.
Dan.
I didn't listen to music. At all. I mean, we did the Columbia record deal with the penny.
Oh, you sounded the penny? And
like, when grade school, we were listening to, like, Jim Croce and Foreigner.
Sure. Okay. Some power.
My science teacher, Miss Bola, I'm not sure if it was science or music. Anyway, she would make us get into groups, and we had to perform a song in front of the class.
Oh, wow.
So you'd have to get a group. So you have to do a choreography.
Wow.
So three or four of my friends and I, we did Bad Leroy Brown.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So I'm not sure if she was just building our confidence or she was just passing time. But we had to.
Wow.
That was an annual thing.
Oh, man.
That's intense.
We only have a few seconds left, profs. Who's missing?
Steven. I remember the Rascals. Aaron.
The Rascals,
of course. A band that did not get a lot of respect, but I listened to it constantly, had one of the first records I bought, Vanilla Fudge.
Oh, wow. Okay. Interesting. Aaron, I think you're the only one left off the list here.
I want to tell you all these like really cool bands because I love music and it's been such an integral part of my life. But if I'm going like 12-ish, it was New Kids on the Block. I'm sorry. I mean, that's really disappointing.
That's just the way it's got to be.
See, that's not bad.
But we're hanging tough with you, Aaron. Don't worry about it. But I'm afraid the time has come to say goodbye. Mara.
Goodbye.
Dan.
Goodbye.
Aaron.
Bye.
Dave.
See ya.
Danielle.
Adios.
Steven.
Goodbye.
And Heather.
Bye-bye.
And now these words...
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.